Today's show is brought to you by absolutely nothing, the nothingness that binds everything that is together. And now your host, Katie Hamilton.
This is Life is Awkward on River West Radio. Today we're going to be talking about a whole variety of different things.
Because we have no idea what to talk about. It's going to be great.
It's great.
So I hear it was my birthday recently. Have you heard that?
It was your birthday?
No.
What
actually,
did you do
that's
for your birthday?
True. I did very little because I'm an introvert. And so I like avoiding people for my birthday because it's the one time where I can just be like, nah, it's my birthday. But I celebrate all month though. And then the next month too.
Yeah,
it's my birth year. Did you hear?
It's your birth year.
Yeah.
That should... Well, if it was everyone's birth year, it would be everyone's birthday every single day.
Why not? Let's just do that. Everyone would be a lot happier if we could just celebrate it every day, man. Happy birthday, Katie.
Thanks. My birthday is next month.
Happy birthday today, though. Happy birthday, Martin, in the back. Ah, there he is. See? Everybody's happy.
I was just thinking, because I was thinking about like the whole topic of when it's okay to talk to people. And would you ever go up to someone when it's their birthday and you see someone celebrating like a birthday party and just kind of go over and be like, hey, happy birthday, and just start talking to someone?
I wouldn't go up to them. I would shout at them from across the way, like Martin.
Oh, okay.
Like I would be like, hey, yeah, happy birthday. Or I'll honk my car and wave.
Like they do for weddings?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I still never got that. Congratulations.
What, the word?
Oh, no, just like when people are getting married.
It's a weird word. Why? Congratulations on getting married?
Yeah.
Why, what are you supposed to say? Like, good luck, suckers? Like, what?
No, just... Well, it's like congratulations when someone has, like, a baby. Like, it's just things that are, like, natural. It's like, why are you congratulating someone?
It's like, good job on doing your biological duty to the human race.
Well, I mean, like, not everyone gets married and not everyone has kids.
Childbirth is hard, Katie.
It's just a weird phrase to me.
It is weird.
I mean, good for you, but...
Well, yeah. I don't like any phrase that just sort of... It's one term and then it's just used across the board. It loses meaning. It's like we were talking about with sorry, but, like, congratulations right. has kind of the same things. It's just
you
like...
You can say for so many things.
Yeah. It's just sort of a knee-jerk reaction to, like, oh, a good thing happened? Well, congratulations. It's like you don't actually talk about anything. It's a great way to not talk about anything.
Right. You're not saying like, oh, how did it go? Or how was the planning? How are you feeling pregnant or just whatever?
It's just a
kind of like an end. Like, oh, congratulations. Bye.
Congratulations on all the pain and drugs you were on to like.
Do you really want to birth. Talk about it?
Yeah. Well, do they? Yeah. I suppose it's up to them. But still, congratulations to everyone who had a baby.
Yeah,
it is
impressive. It's a special thing. It's very special.
That I can get down with. Yeah. Marriage, yeah, I'm not so impressed.
But yeah, I find it really interesting on just like, when is it okay to talk to people? Like when you're in an elevator? Because I've had like both things. Like,
you mean strangers or just people?
Well, people, strangers are people.
I mean, like striking up a conversation in an elevator or like...
Yeah, I mean, do you ever feel awkward just getting into an elevator or you're in an elevator and someone walks in and you think like, okay, you're in such a close proximity. Should you say something to this person? Because you're both just like either standing there or like on your phones.
I just sort of commit to doing one or the other. So either I commit to saying nothing or I say something, you know. I just make the decision early. It just depends how I'm feeling. And if I'm feeling, like, spunky.
Like feeling the vibe. From
well, and also, yeah, you feel the vibe. And if they're on their phone, leave them alone. Or out of respect, like, I don't talk to a whole lot of women in elevators just because, like, I don't know. You're in a closed environment. You don't want to seem like you're hitting on them or something. But I will, like, joke or be like, you know, if they're, like, in a huff or, like, if they're kind of like, ugh, ugh. Then I might be like, oh, so how's your day going? And so, like, I'll try to... So if I feel like maybe I could, like, help them feel a little better, I'll kind of jump in there, mm-hmm. say something. But usually it helps if they have, like, some nice shoes on or, like, something I can easily comment on. But otherwise, yeah, like, I generally like keeping myself chatty just in general. I think it's good for all people to, like, be more chatty in general because, I don't know, it's more freeing. I guess.
Well, and you never know if that person wants to talk or like has something that they're struggling or dealing with, and maybe they do want to talk to someone and just no one will talk to them.
Yeah, or they might be putting off this vibe that like, you know, like, don't talk to me. But then that might be a scenario where they do really want to be talked to. And so it can be hard to read people's vibes because sometimes, yeah, they want you to break up their day or whatever. So, but I just generally keep it a rule as being like the weirdo that kind of chats with people. But
where's the one place you wouldn't chat with someone that you would be like, okay, yeah, I should probably not talk to someone?
I do not chat with men at urinals.
Okay, well, okay.
Unless they talk to me, but I'm not like about that.
Do people do that? Do men do that?
Only very rarely. Yeah.
But I mean, girls sometimes talk to each other through the stalls. I was actually just at the grocery store today and these girls were like talking through the stall, like playing some video game. And I was just like waiting outside the bathroom, like, hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go to the bathroom.
They'll be in there all day.
But
give them an hour.
They actually worked there.
Oh.
So they probably were taking a break in the bathroom.
Maybe they're just testing the facilities too.
But no, that was funny. Where would be one place that you would talk to someone that people might think that you shouldn't?
I don't know. Bars. People can be weird at bars.
Yeah, people can be weird at bars.
Trying to strike up conversations. I don't know. In traffic. Although I've talked to people like through my car window. Because I have a giant metal leaf on the back of my car.
And they ask you.
People like roll down your window and I'm like, oh no, what did I do? And then they're like, sweet leaf, where'd you get it? So, I mean, I try not to have any rules about it, but you kind of just feel it out. But yeah, my general rule is to be like, chat people up, break the social norms and like.
What about in a waiting room?
Yeah, I mean, it's just harder. It's like sort of this thing, like if I'm going to chat with somebody, I got to like do it right away. Mm-hmm. So if I don't strike up a conversation, like right when I sit down, then I'm sort of committing to like, I probably won't strike up a conversation.
Really?
Unless there's like some sort of cue or something, or if I've been waiting there a while, but I don't know, there's televisions everywhere and I don't like that because it does get in the way with like being chatty.
That's true.
Because people just like look at the TV screen and then you'll feel like you're interrupting them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like TVs, especially like there's a bar called Camp Bar.
Mm.
And they've got like, it's like you're at camp, but like I never went to a camp that had like 20 televisions in one cabin. And so that was annoyingly ironic. And just like I can't, in any direction I look, there is some screen in my vision. Or in my peripheral vision. And it's just like, it's too much, man. I feel like a moth to the flame. There's too many. It's like, it's like there. So if you do feel socially awkward, you can just look at it.
Right. And they have one everywhere. So,
but then it's actually making people less social because of it, you know?
But even that,
the comfort versus, you know,
even people that are there in like groups, are they all just kind of watching the TV? Or are they all kind of socializing and then, like, occasionally someone will glance up?
It's just like a buffer. It's like a social buffer. It's like having a drink in your hand. Like, for me, the drink is not because I want to drink something. It's so I can, like, hold something and I can do something. If, like, someone's talking, I can take a sip. Or, like, because if I don't have, like, something in my hand, like, I'll be more awkward. So we have all these, like, apparatuses. Most stuff is like surrounded by making us comfortable and keeping to the social narrative, to the script.
Isn't that weird though, that you feel more comfortable just holding something in your hand? It's like I wonder if it's something to do with, okay, well, I'm using part of my body to do something else while I'm talking to this person or doing this thing. So I can be like, I don't know if it's like, it's not to be like less engaged, but it is interesting that it's like, okay, just because you're holding something, you feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
Which doesn't, like, I'm trying to think about it. I'm like, does that even make sense?
It does in the sense that it like helps keep the conversation, like you don't have to make conversation. You can just sip your drink or, you
right.
know, otherwise you're just making kind of conversation or.
Or just staring.
Or staring, but yeah. It gives you some way to like break it up. And so you don't have to be so like having to just talk. And like, if you need, and like, if you need to get out of the conversation, you just finish your drink and you'd be like, all right, I'm another drink. So that's a way to like get in and out of conversations and stuff too. So it's like,
it's true.
We've built the, again, like we've built these, this construct to make it easier to like, instead you'd be like, excuse me for one moment while I'm bored of this conversation. Like, you can't be that honest with people. Like,
you can go to the bathroom. Do people ever hold food though? Hold like food? I've never seen anyone do that.
I do that.
At a bar?
Well, maybe like an event or something. If there's food, it's definitely a way to, yeah. Or I've gotten out of conversations being like, I'm going to go get a snack and then I'll go get like a cracker, you know, or like, really, I just want to talk to this person over there, but I don't want to, I'll be like, oh, I'm 100% honest. Where it's like, well, I think I've run out of things to talk about with you. So I'm going to go over here.
What if someone did say that though to you?
I've done that to people. And they find it funny, usually, if you do it the right way.
Right.
It's like, well, I've run out of things to talk about. I'm going to go talk to somebody
eventually
else.
You're going to run out of things to talk about. You can't just stand and talk to the same person for like hours on hours.
No. I try not to, at least at networking events. Or if I'm not, how I'm feeling. Again, it's very mood-based. We're very mood-based people in this current and forever, probably.
It's all emotions, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Emoticons.
We're just walking emoticons.
That's why there's emojis.
Yeah.
Because everyone has to feel an
emotion. Well, the emojis are so that you can be clear what your intentions are through text.
Well, isn't emotion? Because
you're losing, like, because you can't always, because with text, you can't, like, always illustrate the tone. So for me, emoticons are to illustrate tone.
Is emoji short for emotion?
Yeah. Emotional icon. Emoticon.
Oh, okay.
And so it shows happy, ecstatic. Like, each of them actually has like a word designation for each of them. So one is like angry, one is sad, one is disgusted, one is like mind blown. So each of the emoticons does have a specific.
I feel like some people though like mix them. They'll like say something, but then like put a different emotion, and I'm like.
Yeah.
What?
What? Yeah. I mean, I'll do that sometimes. I always do the thinking face, but like I use it a lot more sarcastically. So I don't use the sarcastic face as much because it's like, it looks too smug. I don't relate to the smug emoticon. So I use the thinking face because that's who I am as a person.
Oh yeah. Cause the smug one to me kind of seems like slot, like sneaky.
Yeah. Or like, a little more sly, tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
It is a little more sly. I do use it like that when I'm being a little more like snarky. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely use it. I'll turn up the smug factor.
What's your favorite emoji?
Lately, it is like the thinking face. Use it a lot, just like kind of across the board. It's helpful for everything, like, because everything is very fluid and up in the air, or I'm just like being ambiguous and like, ooh. So
being smart, thinking.
Being smart. Yeah, I'll go through phrases. Like, I would use like the one with glasses a lot, like the nerd one, like the nerd smart one. Mm. And so I just go through phrases or I just mix it up. And so I'm not just using the same emojis. Or I do random ones now where I'll just throw like dolphins at the end of stuff. Or like,
oh, yeah.
Or I like try to use one that like no one ever uses and try to find like really weird ones. Just like
random animals, like.
Yeah.
A chicken.
Yeah, a chicken. When there's absolutely no reason to be using a chicken. It's like, what are you doing today? Chicken.
I'm a chicken today.
Yeah, I'm feeling very feathery. I'm gonna grow some plumage, but yeah. So I've been using dolphins more for absolutely no reason, just because I'm like, cool. People like dolphins. I'll put a dolphin on there. I think really hard about it. Apparently, I was doing frogs for a day. It was just frogs left and right. It was just raining frogs from my texticon.
Seems like that with the weather lately.
Yeah. Well, it really does rain frogs occasionally. True story. You hear that story? Where it's like a. Tornado or a cyclone sucks up a bunch of water and a bunch of frogs, and then like two towns over all the frogs fall from the sky. It's a true
so
story.
That actually happens where
I don't know, read it on the internet, but it happens from time to time, or it'll suck up, you know, different stuff.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, anything that's sucked up in like a monsoonish tornado, hurricane, it's gonna come down.
It's gotta come down somewhere
somehow.
Yeah. True story. But yeah, where do you talk to people or not talk to people?
I'm trying to think of the last time that
when's the last time you talked to a stranger?
A stranger?
Yeah.
Probably today.
Well, outside of your job.
I mean, at the like how intense, because like when I was in the bathroom, someone, they're like, oh sorry, yeah. And I'm like, oh no, you're good.
That
like,
doesn't count. That's just like normal, like
normal, like chit chat bumping.
Yeah. Again, the social protocol.
What did I do today?
Yeah. Because like you can't count, like it's got to be outside of the normal, so it can't be like a meeting where you're meeting new people. Like it has to be outside the social construct.
Right, like outside.
More so.
I feel like I was somewhere. It was probably at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the other day. There was this girl, and I don't know, I felt weird about it at first, but I was like, wow, she like looks really good. Like, I want to know what her workout plan is. And I was just like, what do you do? Like,
nice.
Like, how do I look like that? And she's just like, oh, you do a lot of like HIIT workouts and whatever. And she was super nice about it. She's like, yeah, if you ever see me at the gym, like come over to me and I'll help you work out.
Cool.
But I got to go right now because she had like her scrubs on and she's probably going to the hospital. But yeah, like you never know just by like saying something like, now maybe I made a workout buddy friend.
Yeah,
like,
if you see him again, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I would actually go up to her and be like, hey, show me your HIIT workouts.
But, Why not, Katie Hamilton?
Sometimes I feel like people say things like just to be nice, like, oh yeah, I'll help you out. But then when you actually go over there and be like, okay, you said you were going to help me out. They're like, oh, I didn't think you would actually take me up on that. Because well, I feel
people shouldn't do that.
I mean, have you ever just said to someone though, like, oh yeah, if you need help on something, hit me up. And then they hit you up and you're like, oh wow, I didn't think they were actually going
to. I didn't really know. I mean, I try to stick to my words, so I'll still usually help them, but maybe not as much as I was originally imagining I might.
Mm-hmm.
And just less so these days. Like, I used to be that guy. I'm not so much that guy, but I do say it every so often, but mostly because people don't take me up on it. But if people do ask me, I will help them out, but I usually just keep it to like a quick email or phone call or something, you know. So I'm not like going crazy.
Right.
Off the rocker.
And I think, I don't know, maybe people do say that and actually mean it.
I think, yeah, if you say it, you have to mean it at least to some degree.
Right.
Like, you should, like, if she said it, like, you should come over and, like, you should get, like, 5 minutes or something or, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe not her whole workout, but, no, like, 5 minutes.
But I think, like, it's one of those things where, like, again, like, maybe in a way she does want to do it, but it's that kind of that thing where, on the day of, her mood might be different or whatever, but then like, so like she, you know, it gets really weird because people get
right. People change day to day.
People change day to day, but people are kind of more resistant to interrupt their flow a little more so. I feel like these days, perhaps I'm wrong though. I've been wrong before once.
Hmm?
What?
Wrong?
What? No, never. But,
No, I'm just trying to think of like a situation where I thought it would be uncomfortable to talk to someone. Sometimes I get like that sometimes in elevators, just because like I was saying, it's such a close.
Yeah, and you're kind of trapped there.
You're kind of like trapped. And then you're like, I don't know, when I'm in elevators, I think like, oh my God, what if this elevator breaks down and then I'm stuck in here with this person? And then I have to talk to them.
I've never gotten stuck in an elevator, have you?
No, but I was in this elevator and I was thinking that, and then these two people that were in the elevator were literally talking about how the elevator got stuck just last time they were in it. or when someone was in it and they were stuck in it for like an hour, and I was like, no way, I was literally just thinking that. but then I was talking to them and that was cool. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's helpful that it's summer. People are more chatty in summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People's mood is better. Unless I think it's a gloomy day.
Yeah.
Then I think the weather and just everything in general has to play effect into people's emotions.
Yeah, it's surprising how much it matters sometimes. Yeah, I always forget how much the weather affects me. And then, like, the sun comes out and I'm like, you know, and then I start singing like Annie. You know, the sun will come out today. Bet your bottom dollar. Yeah, I'm a sun worshiper by day and by night. Little people know that the moon is actually sun rays bouncing off of it.
The moon?
It's lit by the sun. So the moon is really just sunlight.
So it's a whole bunch of just different sun rays coming at each other to create this circular moon?
No, like about the light you see when the moon is shining is the sun.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's a mirror.
So the moon is just fragments of different particles of sun.
The light coming off of it is particles from the sun, light particles.
Oh, okay, so what you see shining.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just sunlight. Dark, or it's just nothing.
What do you mean?
The moon.
Yeah, it doesn't give off any light itself. It's just bouncing sunlight.
Because I was like, there is a moon. People have went to the moon.
Yeah, it's not there just is light a moon. Particles. It isn't like a mirage. No.
Okay, but you're just saying the light refracts.
Yeah, I was joking that it was like, hopefully everyone knows that.
I thought you were serious and you were giving them advice.
No, I am. Just I forget sometimes when I'm looking at, because people call it moonlight, but really it's sunlight. Bounced off the moon.
Well, the movie's Moonlight.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So really, that movie should be called
Sunlight.
Sunlight Bouncing Off the Moon. Make Boys Black. Or Make Black Boys Look Blue. That's the title of the play.
Oh, is that the play?
Yeah.
That's how long it is? That's how long the title is?
Well, play names have a lot longer names. Like, you can get away with a lot more in terms of, like, titles. Like, you know, no one does, like, the Doctor Strangelove titles anymore. Like, I'm trying to think of like the like most title, movies have like three syllables, two syllable titles, just because they're punchier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you generally want three syllables. You know, Moonlight, Bop Bop. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like superhero names, Batman.
Oh, right.
Very punchy, easy to remember. You know, Green Book, two syllables, two words. You know,
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Two. Well, I guess that's like three,
but it sounds like
Spider-Man.
But I mean, they did The Amazing Spider-Man, but that's only because they were running out of ideas. They had to call it something else.
Right.
And that's like the name of the comics. So, like, you got a lot more leeway. People don't as much. People just assume in the industry that, like, people don't have the attention span, like, for a long title.
Right.
It's like, how do we sell this?
Well,
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I mean, it's just so long on the title card or, like, on the DVD cover or whatever.
Yeah.
That.
Like, I feel they keep the title when it's associated with a book. Like, so you couldn't do, like, Perks of Being a Wallflower.
You couldn't just call it Wallflower.
No, because people would be like, what? But you want to get that market. And stuff. Right. But there probably isn't as much of a big market for, like, a theater crowd. But, but yeah. So, yeah. There's some theater. Like, I went to a show in Chicago, and it was called, like, Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind.
That's long.
Yeah, and it's been a long-running show. It's like mostly like semi-improv, but just theater shows tend to have like a lot longer titles because they're all
theater.
Because it's theater. Like, theater
has to be large and long. And
it's more beautiful. Lyrical. Yeah, it's more poetic. You can do more stuff. And like the theater crowds, people who go to theater are theater people. Like people go to movies is like everybody.
That's true.
You're thinking mostly like people that go see Transformers. Like that's the big audience.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the people that you have to tailor to a little more so. You just kind of make it more concentrated. I don't want to make it sound like it's dumbed down or anything, but like
it's just
punchier, easy to remember.
And I mean, that's how movies are too. Like they're very quick and action oriented and people like that, like witty, quick, fun and just like action and
highly concentrated. Yeah.
Horror and whatever. Just like
100
fast.
Locations over the course of 3 years, compounded down and distilled into
2 hours.
3 hours. Yeah.
So amazing. It's
highly concentrated.
Yeah.
Yes. And did you know the light being beamed out of the projector is actually sunlight, because all of our energy comes from the sun. So the sun irradiates the grass, which makes the trees grow, which then, you know, allows for energy to, so all of energy is just, we're all just walking, talking beams of light is basically what I'm saying.
Well, right. We need the sun because it gives us our vitamin D.
Yeah. Well, it's like when the sun comes out in summer, it's like you got like friends in town because it's like radiation's back. Time to hang out. Let's go hang out in the radiation.
Doesn't sound good.
No, it is.
Radiation?
Radiation is everywhere, man. Sound is a radiation. We're radiating people right now with sound waves. And it's good, though. It's the good kind of radiation that stimulates and creates growth. Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking that there's so many different terms for radiation, too. Like radiation therapy, like chemo radiation, radiation from the sun, radiation... waves, like you were talking about with
Yeah, radiating voice. Heat, like radiators.
Radiating heat.
Radiating heats. Yeah. Most everything radiates. Everything with a vibration.
You can radiate, like your skin can be radiant.
Yeah.
Radiate.
It's a good term. It's mostly a good
term. It's mostly
term.
Good. Mostly unless, good. Well, I guess even like mostly. In that situation, you're going through
really
radiation
good really bad,
to get rid of something to be better.
Yeah.
It's still even though it's not.
Still a positive in that regard. But yeah, I mean, yeah. The only negative, I was watching Chernobyl recently, as everyone was. And that's the only scenario where it's.
What were you watching?
Chernobyl. So like when you get nuclear radiation and that kind of thing, that's
yeah.
The
well,
only
yeah, radiation from power plants.
Yeah, it's not a good one. So there's yeah, but that's the same stuff that generates life, and so it's you know cuts both ways, man. Being here, it's like life is pain, man. You know what I mean?
That's why you have to
I
go
don't.
To the spa. I was just thinking, yeah. Like, would it be
people don't get enough massages?
Well, and like I was thinking. You know how like when, well, I don't know. Well, yeah. Like when you get your nails done, like, is it okay
nails did.
To like, I feel like sometimes people want to be talked to and some people like, they don't want to talk to you. Like when you're like,
yeah,
but then do you talk to the person next to you that's also getting their nails done? I feel like your nail technician is more likely to talk to you
yeah.
than the person next to you that's also getting their nails done.
Well, it's
done.
Like a taxi driver. Like they're more likely to talk to you because like it's part of their job almost.
You around.
Well, and they might want a tip. You know, they're kind of working for tips, probably, like a beautician. You could tip a beautician.
Right.
So they might chat you up, you know, and stuff. But that might not be the reason why. But it's also so you're not just sitting there in silence, just like having your nails done. It's again, it's like.
Yeah. Keeping, but sometimes I wonder.
Making sure people don't feel awkward is most of what our society is. And that's what our show is about, right?
Yeah.
So everyone is awkward and we're just trying to make people feel less awkward. Right?
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, even those birds felt awkward. They just
birds
they were just like patting at each other and flew away.
Aww.
Goodbye,
birds. See you later.
But yeah, I think just in this society, it's always. I mean, and it can go both ways. Like you can either feel awkward sitting next to someone and not talking, or you can feel awkward even. When you start that conversation and talking and you're like, wow, this conversation's going really awkward. Maybe I should have just
it's
been
better,
silent.
It's better to start a conversation in my experience because there's less regret. I saw a Lucille Ball quote where it's just like, I'd rather regret the things I've done than the things I haven't done. And that's something that makes more sense to me. And for me, it's just like, I feel awkward no matter what. So whether I talk or I don't talk. So I might as well talk and maybe
get something out of the
maybe get something out of it and get somewhere to the point where you're, you know, talking is a form of distraction. You know, when we're sitting idly, our minds can kind of turn negative or turn introspective, maybe a little too much. And so for me, like, yeah, it helps. So it's better to have us talking to each other than two people sitting to each other going, oh, should I have said something? Should I say something? Or like, oh, this is awkward. Da, 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 da.
Right.
So it's just better to be awkward openly than awkward, like inwardly.
Well, right. And I think everyone has something to say that you can learn something from. Not even that you're, I don't know, just like anything. Just talking to someone, you gain knowledge of what that person knows that you can carry on to the next person to share your knowledge with.
I think it keeps you humble chatting with people because it's when you chat with people it's you're starting off acknowledging that you're like an equal just by the mere fact that you're talking to them, you know. And it's good to start off with a compliment like you did at the always start with a compliment.
Oh yeah,
not always, but it's a good way to do it.
No, I like complimented on this girl's hair and she was not expecting it. She was like walking her dog and I was like, oh my god, I love your hair. And she was like so taken back by it and just like, oh my god, thank you. And I was just like, oh wow, like I didn't think she was expecting that. Or well, I wasn't even expecting to say anything.